Tonight marks a very special occasion in my career as a newspaper woman. Although I've known our guest of this evening many, many years, this is the first time I've had the pleasure of interviewing him on my program. He is a star of stage, screen, and radio, and a well-known comedian.
A very well-known comedian.
He's been in radio since 1932 and was born in Waukegan, Illinois. 55 years ago.
39 years ago.
39 years ago. He's not only a comedian and a very fine actor, but he is an accomplished...
Violinist.
In appearance, I would say that he is about 5 feet 10, weighs 160 pounds, has square shoulders, is slightly gray, and has blue eyes.
Robin egg blue.
As a matter of fact, this gentleman is so well known that he doesn't need an introduction. So here he is.
Now, wait a minute, Luella. Don't you think you should have mentioned my name? There may be a few people who are still in doubt.
I don't think so. I said you were slightly gray, weighed 160 pounds, and had blue eyes. That describes you, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I went fishing last week and caught a tuna that answered the same description. Thank you, Luella. We have no audience. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Benny. Luella, I appreciate this opportunity of appearing on your program, and as a special treat, I brought along my violin.
Well, Jack, you can play later. Right now, I have a few questions that I'm sure our radio audience would like you to answer.
Oh, but you will let me play the violin.
Yes, in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Now, Jack, you've been sort of a pioneer in radio and very successful. So it will be very interesting to know what you think about television.
Well, Luella, there's no question in my mind that television will be the most important medium of entertainment in the history of show business. And it is just a matter of time when there will be a television set in almost every home in the country.
I'm sure you're right, Jack. But what are your plans? Do you intend to take an active part in this new medium?
Yes, in a modest way. Right now, I have a small store on Temple Street, and as the television sets continue to sell, I will branch out and try to get a franchise a little further uptown. Can I play my violin now?
Wait a minute, Jack.
Oh.
Do you mean to say you're going to sell television sets instead of continuing your career as an entertainer?
Well, I might do both. That is, if I can find someone I can trust to mind the store. You see, Luella, television is an entirely new technique and a call for perfection, not only in voice, but also in appearance.
You mean that when a face travels through a cable, it may not look so good when it comes out.
Yes, that's it exactly. I don't mean that I'm not handsome enough or that I'm not photogenic.
The word is telegenic.
Oh. Then why didn't we change it this morning? We went over it three times. Can I play my violin now?
Later, Jack.
Oh. But I want to play Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, and I'm afraid if I don't start now, I won't have time to finish it. It's such a long piece.
Don't worry, Jack. You'll have time.
I hope so. I bought a new string just for this program, and I'm anxious to hear how it sounds. I've been playing on three strings for so long. Well, what else would you like to know about me, Luella?
Well, Jack, there's been a lot of publicity about your career in radio and pictures, but very little about your early years. How did you happen to leave Waukegan?
Waukegan? Well, I decided it wasn't big enough for me. You see, there were three or four other violinists in town, and there just weren't enough backyards to go around. It was too difficult to live at the Staten Island Ferry. We had a fine group of musicians, you know.
How many in the band?
Well, we had a four-piece combination, violin, guitar, accordion, and monkey. But we didn't make any money, and the band finally broke up.
What happened to the other fellas?
Well, Sven and Otto sort of disappeared, but the monkey is doing very well. I hear from him all the time. He has his own radio show now. Calls himself Fred Allen.
Oh, Jack, you must be kidding.
No, I know.
Fred Allen. He doesn't look anything like a monkey.
Oh, not now, but in those days he did. He was much better looking then. Now can I play my violin?
Oh, I'm afraid our time's about up.
But, Luella, you said I could. Now, you promised.
I know, but don't worry, Jack. You can play your violin. Just outside the studio, there's a little room.
Uh-huh.
Go in and lock the door, and you can play your heart's content. No one will bother you.
But then, no one will hear me.
We thought of that, too.
Hmm. Oh, well. So long, Luella.
So long, Jack Benny. And thanks for coming over. Tonight marks a very special occasion in my career as a newspaper woman. Although I've known our guest of this evening many, many years, this is the first time I've had the pleasure of interviewing him on my program. He is a star of stage, screen, and radio, and a well-known comedian. A very well-known comedian. He's been in radio since 1932 and was born in Waukegan, Illinois, 55 years ago.
39 years ago.
39 years ago. He's not only a comedian and a very fine actor, but he is an accomplished...
Violinist.
In appearance, I would say that he is about 5 feet 10, weighs 160 pounds, has square shoulders, is slightly gray, and has blue eyes.
Robin egg blue.
As a matter of fact, this gentleman is so well known that he doesn't need an introduction. So here he is.
Now, wait a minute, Luella. Don't you think you should have mentioned my name? There may be a few people who are still in doubt.
I don't think so. I said you were slightly gray, weighed 160 pounds, and had blue eyes. That describes you, doesn't it?
No, I don't know. I went fishing last week and caught a tuna that answered the same description. Thank you, Luella. We have no audience. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Benny. Luella, I appreciate this opportunity of appearing on your program, and as a special treat, I brought along my violin.
Oh, Jack, you can play later. Right now, I have a few questions that I'm sure our radio audience would like you to answer.
Oh, but you will let me play the violin.
Yes, in a few minutes. Yeah. Now, Jack, you've been sort of a pioneer in radio and very successful. So it will be very interesting to know what you think about television.
Well, Luella, there's no question in my mind that television will be the most important medium of entertainment in the history of show business. And it is just a matter of time when there will be a television set in almost every home in the country.
I'm sure you're right, Jack. But what are your plans? Do you intend to take an active part in this new medium?
Yes, in a modest way. Right now, I have a small store on Temple Street, and as the television sets continue to sell, I will branch out and try to get a franchise a little further uptown. Can I play my violin now?
Wait a minute, Jack. Do you mean to say you're going to sell television sets instead of continuing your career as an entertainer?
Well, I might do both. That is, if I can find someone I can trust to mind the store. You see, Luella, television is an entirely new technique and it calls for perfection, not only in voice, but also in appearance.
You mean that when a face travels through a cable, it may not look so good when it comes out?
Yes, that's it exactly. I don't mean that I'm not handsome enough or that I'm not photogenic.
The word is telegenic.
Oh. Then why didn't we change it this morning? We went over it three times. Can I play my violin now?
Later, Jack.
Oh. But I want to play Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, and I'm afraid if I don't start now, I won't have time to finish it. It's such a long piece.
Don't worry, Jack. You'll have time.
I hope so. I bought a new string just for this program, and I'm anxious to hear how it sounds. I've been playing on three strings for so long. Well, what else would you like to know about me, Luella?
Just a few more questions, Jack.
Hmm.
When did you decide to devote yourself to comedy rather than music?
When I had to pawn my violin, and it was awkward trying to play without an instrument. Embarrassing, too, you know.
Oh, then you had a job. Where were you playing?
Well, you know those summer cruises from New York to Bermuda and the West Indies?
Why, yes. In fact, I made that trip myself. What ship are you on, Jack?
The Oscar W. Krumholz. It was the flagship of the Staten Island Ferry. We had a fine group of musicians, you know.
How many in the band?
Well, we had a four-piece combination, violin, guitar, accordion, and monkey. But we didn't make any money, and the band finally broke up.
What happened to the other fellas?
Well, Sven and Otto sort of disappeared, but the monkey is doing very well. I hear from him all the time. He has his own radio show now. Calls himself Fred Allen.
Oh, Jack, you must be kidding.
No,
I know Fred Allen. He doesn't look anything like a monkey.
Oh, not now, but in those days he did. He was much better looking then. Now can I play my violin?
Oh, I'm afraid our time's about up.
But, Luella, you said I could. Now, you promised.
I know, but don't worry, Jack. You can play your violin. Just outside the studio, there's a little room.
Uh-huh.
Go in and lock the door, and you can play your heart's content. No one will bother you.
But then, no one will hear me.
We thought of that, too.
Hmm. Oh, well. So long, Luella.
So long, Jack Benny. And thanks for coming over.